Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. I am with Melody Crossland, who is a teacher at the Vanderbilt Child and Family Center, and today she's going to talk with us about having an empty nest. Melody, how many children do you have?
I have two children.
And how long has it been since your last child left the house?
3 weeks and a day.
How did you prepare for the day when your child was finally going to leave?
I actually did a couple of things. I visited the campus about a year ago and kind of got familiar with some of the buildings and the surroundings. And we knew of several people that went there, so we talked to them. And my pastor also kind of knew what was coming for me, so she got me involved in some things at church that now I can actually step into a bigger role and fill since my children are gone.
Now that you don't have any children in the house, how does it feel?
It's a little sad because it's kind of the end of that chapter of your life. I mean, that's it. But it's also exciting because it's the beginning of a new chapter for your child. So kind of both, but emotions go both ways.
What is the hardest part about having all of your children out of the house?
Probably the little stuff that you wouldn't think about, but when I walk in the door, there used to be four pairs of shoes to step over, and they're not there anymore. So that's, you miss the little stuff. You know, you it's wake up time to get up, and you go knock on the door, and you're like, oh, there's nobody in that room anymore. So just the little things, I think, kind of bother me more than anything. But you'll adjust. You know, I'll adjust to that stuff, I hope.
What are some things that you do now to occupy your free time?
I actually do hot yoga, which is something that I do with my daughter some. And since she's in college here in Nashville, she still comes occasionally. And I'm a lot more active in church activities now. But I kind of have it up on a lot of people because I work with young children every single day. So I still get the best of both, kind of, even though they're not my children, they are mine.
Do you have any advice or encouraging words for other people who are going through this same situation?
Yes, I think the first thing is allow yourself the time to grieve because you did lose something. You lost a certain type of relationship with a child that you'll never have again. It'll be a different kind of relationship. And I think you need to plan for it. You need to look ahead and know that it's going to come so it's not such a shock to you. It was hard for when my son left because I really hadn't thought about it till it happened. But with my daughter, it was a little easier because I kind of knew what was going to take place. And I kind of look at it like I didn't lose a child, but I gained a new best friend because now I can be her friend more so than her parent. Another thing that helped me was an article given to me by a friend that was entitled 10 Steps to Avoiding a Midlife Meltdown. And one of the things she talked about in this article was spending more time with your spouse now. Since the children are gone, you're able to do things that you couldn't do maybe when the children were home. You can travel during the week because there's no school plans to worry about, that type of thing. And you also can learn that you need to be patient with each other because each partner copes with the change of their life in a different way. And I know for my husband, it's been actually harder for him this time around than it was for me. I guess maybe because it was his last baby girl that left home. And he's having a little harder time dealing with it than I am. But I'm trying to just be supportive and understand that that was his baby. And he'll come around to coping with it in his own time.
Well, thank you, Melody, for taking time out of your schedule to talk with me.
No problem. My pleasure.
Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.